Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Homicide Squad detectives have upgraded the charges on a 17-year-old following the death of a pregnant woman in a southern suburbs shopping centre car park last week. The teenager has now been charged with murder. He'll appear in court tomorrow. The 30-year-old woman died after being hit by a piece of concrete allegedly thrown at her. The Home Affairs Minister says it's a horrible day for the victims and families of the Bali bombings. Bombmaker Umar Pateek has been released from prison on parole after serving just half of a 20-year sentence. Claire O'Neill says there's not much more the government can do.
This is a person who was in the Indonesian justice system. My personal view is his actions are inexcusable and completely abhorrent. We don't control the Indonesian justice system, and that is the way of the world.
At least five deliberate or suspicious fires were lit every day during the 2021 bushfire season across WA. Figures out today showing 31 alleged culprits were charged with 85 fire-related offences. In sport, Josh Hazlewood is a late out from the Aussie 11 against the West Indies in Adelaide this afternoon with general soreness. Michael Neeser comes into the pace attack alongside Scott Boland, who replaced injured skipper Pat Cummins. Steve Smith winning the toss with Australia batting. Aussie basketball legend Lauren Jackson is in Perth. She'll suit up for the Southside Flyers against the Perth Lynx tonight, while the Perth Wildcats are in Adelaide today. They take on the Adelaide 36ers tomorrow night.